With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
It's Alice at 97.3. La 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 la. La 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 la. Oh my God. I just had my first bite of a Mexican sweetbread ever. Thing was falling apart in my hand. I tried to put it back into the bag, and it just broke apart.
It crumbles, yeah.
Yeah. I got to be more careful. All the good stuff fell off of it. I didn't know anything about those.
Yeah, I believe it's your first time trying.
I've never even seen one. Never even seen one.
Well, I've told you that story for 20-something years. When I lived in Cardiff, we lived with farmers, and this truck used to come through,
mm-hmm.
and they'd flip the back of the truck open, and they'd sell sweetbread mm-hmm. right out of the truck for I don't want to say pennies, but it was,
yeah, you could buy it for like a dime.
We lived off
what
it.
Kind it is.
We
dime,
would be out
quarter.
There in the line with the farmers.
Listen,
going,
whatever gets you through the day.
Well, yeah. We had no money.
I
mean,
gotta eat. I have a nickel. I'm gonna go down to the truck, see if I can talk them into it. How about a half of one? Come on.
Really,
stopping over here.
Luckily they accepted us, but there was a handful of us guys there.
Please sell us your sweet.
Well, we were all broke.
Yeah, sure.
Everybody there.
You know, kids living together, that's what you get.
When we had our priorities where the money had to go.
So beer and weed?
Yeah, exactly. So funny, my
kid. I didn't say that, but yeah, I mean, I do need a new surfboard.
I'm just guessing.
Right.
My kid's thinking about moving to Texas, so I'm teaching him how to make things like ramen.
Your young boy?
Yeah. I'm like, listen, you're going to have to
find a
truck to buy a Mexican sweetbread off the back of for
a
nickel.
There's plenty of those in Texas, I'm sure.
Right,
I'm
gonna, sure.
So let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Well, I feel like the kid has a safety net. So in a worst case scenario, if the...
You come scoop him up and bring him...
He would just come home.
Right.
But I think that, you know, since he's not going to... You know, he's going to community college. So he's going to college, but he lives at home. Like, I feel like kids need to get out of the house.
Yeah.
You know? You need to see what it's like to do your own laundry mm-hmm. and to work for minimum wage and try to make that work for you and... Deal with roommates and all the things that come with, you know, being a young adult. And I don't think you get that at your house.
It's music
and
to my ears.
Either. He doesn't either. He wants to go. Believe
me,
no one wants to live with
their parents.
It's
the best thing that can happen for him, even if he fails.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah,
I mean, I had a few false starts.
Exactly. You went back home a couple times. I went back home a couple times.
Yeah.
My room was always there, thank goodness.
Well, I'm going to convert his room immediately.
Right.
I have to sleep on the couch. Yeah,
that's too bad for
him. I got plans for that.
For what?
House.
What are you going to do with that room?
Well, that room, I think,
Jesus,
Riley's room. Oh, of course I'm not kidding. I'll give it a little time, but, you know, Riley's room is nice. It's at the front of the house. It has, like, you know, really nice light, so I'm going to probably move my sewing machine and everything in there.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I think that'll be nice.
Wait, then what will the she shack be?
I don't know. Storage. Whatever.
Oh, my God.
No.
The amount of things.
You're so lying.
I know.
Storage. Yeah, right.
Else with it. I got plans for that place. and then Sean's room, which is really, I think that'll become John's office.
Oh, that's good.
Because it's pretty, it's like, doesn't have great light. It's real small.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do that.
He needs an office?
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know why. But
what?
His desk right now is like in the middle of the living room, so.
He needs space.
Yeah, you know, everybody needs their own.
Oh, no, I'm not saying, I'm just curious.
Yeah.
I mean, I have my own office.
Yeah.
It's got to get away from Sarah.
It's where I play guitar, but it's...
Listen,
you know.
I'm hard to get away from, too, because I'm always like, what are you doing?
I know.
We went and looked at carpet yesterday for...
Carpet Munchers?
Yeah, we went to Carpet Munchers yesterday. Actually, we've done carpet a couple days this week, and I think we're going to do it one more day.
Mm-hmm.
Although yesterday we found some really cool stuff. Because after you go to a carpet store a couple times, a couple different places, you think to yourself... You get a pretty good idea of what you want, and we're doing a studio, so I want to have fun. I want it to not just be, you know, beige carpet.
Yeah.
I want to have, like, a cool pat. I mean, I want to ruin my house. That's what I want to do. I want to have, like, a cool, doesn't, you know. So we found these carpets yesterday.
Actually, there was like a cheetah one. I looked at John. He goes, no.
No.
I'm like, but.
You'll get sick of that quick.
Studio, though. It'd be so fun. So we found a couple good things yesterday. But that, you know.
What colors?
Well, I'm going kind of like warm.
You can't say cheetah and no beige and then not tell us.
What's in between cheetah and beige?
Well, oh, I would go navy or burgundy.
I would go blue, gray.
I swear that what
cool
you just
color.
Said about beige, that is like, it is so annoying that you walk into a place and somehow only find yourself in beige carpet.
People do that because
my house has beige carpet.
Yeah.
That was, wait.
I know.
The whole
because
bitch, we need new carpet. Okay, what are we going to get? Beige carpet.
Right.
It's
safe, though, and a lot of people are thinking, like, I'm going to sell this house again. To me, it's only, it's like a under 300 square feet of space. So it's not a giant room that's going to get carpeted, the studio, but it's going to be a fun space, and I want it to be kind of fun, and it's just... It's 300 square feet.
Right, so what color?
I will rip it up. It's actually multiple colors. It stripes, and it goes into like a chevron pattern.
Yeah.
And it's like, it goes from like reds and dark browns to like sort of a lighter gold.
Oh, I like it.
Can you take a picture?
Yeah, let me see it.
Oh, yeah, I do have a picture.
Of course you do.
Actually, I have a few pictures of various.
Yeah, I was telling my missus that when we're in the store looking at the car, I'm like, you've put in over 10,000 hours of HGTV time, and you come up with beige?
All right, hold on. I'm going to go.
How's this a skill?
And what'd she say?
What? No, you don't. So yeah, I guess I don't know.
It goes backwards from there. That's the cheetah one that I was like, the hell of it. I'm taking a picture of it.
All right.
So there's that. This one is like, it's a little, there's some brown. You know what? Maybe I'll post a few of these up on Instagram, like choices. I kind of like this
one. I like that.
I do too. That's one of my favorites. This, I think, is the one we're going to go with, though. Hold on. Oh, this is neat. Look at that.
Oh,
it's purple. It has like a... It's really dark purple, which will be nice because my friend Marianne is like known for spilling. This is the one, I think, right here.
Yeah, I like it.
It's a little chevron-y.
So
I'll put them up on Instagram and people can decide if I'm making a huge mistake.
Anything's better than beige.
I know, I agree. And I feel like, worst case scenario, we rip that 250 square feet of carpet out and we put in beige carpet.
And you know what? And the only thing worse than beige is now gray has become the goat. Like
gray already looks dirty to me.
Does it?
When I see gray carpet, I think that looks dingy.
Oh, I like a gray with sort of a tinge of blue.
Well, if it has like a decent color, but sometimes it just looks like industrial carpeting to me. So, and we need to go, you know, I don't want to do some big shaggy thing. I don't want it to be too groovy of a studio, you know, like the green shag is really not going to do it for me.
You'd be vacuuming that thing all the time.
And our house is really very cottage style, a lot of like intricate woodwork. And so I don't want to go too, I don't want to walk from my dining room, which is super traditional, into this den area where it's like, okay, so these people went crazy.
Go crazy.
I wanted to kind of go with the house. So. Yeah. Well, anyways, I'll put those up during the song, I guess.
Well,
but anyway, so we were out doing that. It was.
I hope he does it. It will be the best thing he's ever done himself.
No, I totally agree. And he's got some friends there in Texas, and he's, you know, thinking about what he can do. He's going to go. He's going around Christmas time, and he's going to look for a job. See what he can find. Because he's going to need that.
Who's he going to live with?
He's got a couple friends there. People that he knew online through his music stuff. And he went and visited them. I don't know. When was it? Over the summer?
Yeah, something like that.
And he just loved them. And they loved him. And they all had a great... You know, that's the thing, though. I don't want to say this to him, but sometimes you go and visit people when you're on vacation and they've taken some time off and stuff. And that's not how life is.
Right.
You know, you don't get to see those people every single day. Everybody has their responsibility. So I try to say, like,
it's
remember,
the guest behavior.
It's guest, right. You were a guest and they were fully there entertaining their guests. Like,
even more
it's
than
lonely
that,
living
is just
by
the
yourself.
Daily life and having to handle everything yourself is the most important thing he'll
100%.
Learn. Even if it's that he comes crying home and at least appreciates you more.
Right.
At the very least, he'll be like, yeah, I didn't like it out there. Now when I live at home for the rest of my life, I understand.
Don't say that.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, I mean, that's, you know.
Although I suppose when I get old, I'm going to need someone to wipe my ass.
Stop
it. That's right.
You have hands. Do that yourself.
They don't wear. They're very arthritic now. And I'm in my 90s. Yeah, besides, I always say to the kids, I'm like, barbiturates in a bottle of whiskey. Just put it by my bed. I'll take care of the rest. Don't worry.
You know, I got this.
I'm going to tell you something. I have a buddy whose dad has said those things to him because he knew he was... Dementia runs in his family.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And his dad is now suffering. And he's like, I can't do that to my dad.
Sure you can.
No, he can't.
That's what he wants. He did not want to be that guy. I did not want to be that guy.
It's too bad. You know who he's going to be? He's going to be the guy who goes to the home and gets help 24/7 because he keeps disappearing. Yeah. And the family can't take it anymore. The wife, the mom.
They got to go to that place.
He lives with them?
Well... So I'm talking about a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
So I know these parents as his parents, and they were my parents. Like, they were in my neighborhood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I know both of them very well. But the mom, the wife, has been dealing with dad.
Being a full-time caregiver is no joke.
And I even said to him when this first started to happen, I'm like, your mom is going to be suffering from incredible guilt as she can't handle this anymore, and you guys need to be supportive. Like, when she says, I'm tapping out, he needs to go to a home, you need to support that because she's probably already done and just can't bring herself to say it.
Well, and how horrible to have someone you've spent your life with, shared your life with, and loved and supported.
May not even know you.
And they don't even know you, and there you are, and now you're burdened with them, and it's, they didn't want that, and you don't want that.
It's not
still
even,
have a life to live.
Yeah, it's not even that, it's that he doesn't know where to go to the bathroom. He doesn't know how to shower.
No, it's 24/7.
It's
there's those places in I want to say it's Sweden. They have
it is Sweden. Okay. It's that community.
It's a whole community, and all these people with dementia live there, and they're sort of like watchers, and then they can wander freely and just be demented.
Yeah. Sounds neat.
It does sound kind of neat. I mean, sure. At least you know your dad's like free range, you know, not cooped up and tied to some bed or something.
Hopefully, they all have chips.
I know. Locator chips. Like, where is Mr. Smith?
Well, land must not be very valuable there for them to be able to commit an entire town to
it.
Like
a whole, like a big community.
Right. That's what you couldn't commit a community to that in California.
No.
Be like, no, well, we're putting in tract homes for $1 million a pop.
No doubt. I think Sweden's one of those socialized countries, and they probably, you know, they all probably pay into
that. Government probably paid for it.
Decided this is what's happening. We'll give them someplace crappy over by the dump. It'll be fine.
They don't even know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
925 says, good morning.
Morning.
About to give birth, so you guys will have a new loyal listener.
Oh, raise that kid right. Raise him on Alice.
What's the name?
Oh.
Yeah, tell us the gender and the name.
Maybe. If you know.
Yeah, if you know. And please let us know, you know, I mean, I guess we won't be here when you give birth. But.
No, listen to this sound.
Yeah. That's us.
Is that
off
the Friday
into the weekend.
Sound?
Well, yeah,
the 10
man.
A.m. The sound of the 10 a.m. exodus.
There is. I'm loaded up and ready to go.
All right.
What do you guys have planned for the weekend? Are you going surfing?
I am planning to surf.
Yeah.
Every day.
Shucks. Did you see that story I put on? 2-story waves are expected.
I hadn't heard that.
I thought it was the first story I put on your desk.
Oh,
I must have got
Vinny
mixed up with
so
some other
excited.
Stuff.
I didn't know anything about that.
Oh, okay. You knew all along. Got it. What are you doing?
Oh, me. I'm going to play cards tonight. Oh, my God. So I'm in an electric bike gang. We're called Critical Mess.
Oh, I love it.
We're doing our first thing tomorrow.
Good for you.
We're going to bike over to that Skeetoberfest thing, play some bingo, and then bike home.
Wow.
So is it blood in, blood out? I mean, how do you guys...
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Can anybody join?
I know. You have to have an electric bike. I don't know what the initiation ritual is, Vinny, but I guess I'll find out. I'm joining the gang.
Oh.
You're not heading it.
Oh, no.
Who's the head of the gang? Who's the big thumb?
Pat Marianne.
Oh, wow.
There are a few members. Yeah, they go first. Well, listen, I'm hoping one of them will take up the rear, too. We're very inexperienced electric bikers, you know.
One in front, one in the back.
One in front, one in the back. So today or tomorrow, we got to go get that I need a different light for a bike. Not the new bike. The new bike I have is freaking, it's great. It's like great little blinky light in the back and a really bright light in
this
the front.
This is John's new
John's
birthday
new bike.
Present.
Yeah, his birthday present. And but my old bike, I want to get a better set of lights for it.
For your specialized electric.
Specialized electric.
This was my ding ding. Yeah.
Specialized has been so good to us.
Oh my
if
God,
you are considering a bike for your kid this Christmas, get a Specialized.
Yeah.
They're right down the street. They're local.
They've donated so many bikes to us over the years for our Toys for Tots drive.
Right.
I was talking to Carmella from Specialized yesterday or the day before. I'm like, hey, you want to join a bike gang? I'm already recruiting new members. She goes, I want to join, but I'm busy this weekend. Sorry.
She is a busy lady. Yeah. She's on top of being, you know, she's an interesting story. So I think she like interned with Specialized out of college or in college.
She's still pretty young, isn't she?
Yeah, she's just been with Specialized her whole professional life.
Good for her.
But then somehow she became an assistant to the guy from Grey's Anatomy.
Patrick
Dempsey.
Yeah. Oh, she's his assistant?
Yeah.
That's weird. She does both?
Yeah.
Wow.
In fact, she does less with Specialized now because she does so much with that dude. Yeah.
So is she
travels a lot.
In LA?
No, she's right down the street.
Yeah. So she just
right
does that.
Marina.
Neat.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Well, I am interested in getting some bikes this year.
Electric bikes are the way to go, Yeezy. Yeah.
No, not for myself. For the children. For the children.
Ah.
Yes, the children.
Right.
We must.
Back to your bike gang.
Right. Yeah. What do you got? Critical mess.
Critical mess.
I love it.
So
I liked held ankles, but I thought that was.
Will you be tagging the neighborhood on your roll through?
Vinny, no. Of course we won't be doing that. Don't be silly. God.
Do you have a logo made yet?
No, not that I know of.
Okay.
I'll find out all the details on Critical Mess this weekend.
All right.
Should be fun.
That's great.
I'm going to be the designated peddler.
Yeah, I don't feel like they do that like they used to.
Oh, no. Remember, it used to be every first Friday of every month?
It should have been called Critical Mess from the beginning because it always was, but I haven't
heard anything in a while.
In years.
No, I heard something probably last year.
Oh, really?
Not.
So maybe they still do stuff, but.
Yeah, we just don't hear about it.
Maybe they just don't cover it the way they used to.
Yeah, maybe.
Well,
it's like everyone just accepts it. I guess if you commute out of town on a regular basis at the regular commute time, you probably are well aware of Critical Mass.
Been a long time since a newspaper rolled through this building.
That is true. God, man, those days.
Oh, serious.
It's awful. I used to do the puzzles in there. It was highly enjoyable.
That those local newspapers would give it to us just because.
Right. Because we'd be mentioning it.
You know?
Yep. You don't see the drivers around anymore.
Like what?
Remember the Big Blue Chronicle?
There's even, I don't even remember last time I saw one of those things where you can put your money in and pull the door open.
Yeah, well, they used to have them on the corner and they're all gone now.
A newspaper stand?
Yeah.
I don't even know what they're called anymore. It's been so long.
You know, the thing.
It's like a box with a door, and you put your money in there, and there's papers in there. A whole stack of them.
Digital.
Yeah. Everything is digital.
So we have Johnny coming in later.
We do. Johnny Mosley is going to be joining us. He is doing this whole Peter Glenn's Skeetoberfest thing. It's all free, and there's a bunch of classes getting you ready for ski season. And if you've ever followed him on Instagram or anything, he's just this guy that every summer, or I should say every spring, he lets it go. And then toward the end of the summer, he starts doing this thing where he just jumps up and down. I mean, that seems to be the entire extent of his workouts.
Well, like, he's a mogul guy.
Up to the chin.
Yeah. Right.
And so if you follow him, you'll see it. But there's like a whole pre-ski workout kind of thing going on. And then there's like fun nighttime stuff. So tomorrow we're going to go to this bingo revival thing. It's supposed to be like crazy rock and roll bingo, which I'm like, I'm fine with regular bingo. I love bingo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you sit with your friends and you chat and then they call the numbers out and you mark your little hoodie.
Is this guy's thing, because what this sounds like is in mountain towns, that would take over the town.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I'm sure it's like that.
Like night events in Squaw would be that where everyone shows and everyone's drinking.
I think that's how Johnny knows him.
I would imagine that's what this guy's from. He's probably does these things at Squaw or...
Well, we'll ask him today because he's going to come in at 8 o'clock and, you know, talk about this and all kinds of stuff.
Around here, unfortunately, and everybody who tries to do an event knows this. There's so many things to do, you can hardly get anyone to show up for anything.
I know.
So it's a little different. Yep. Bring in the rock and roll bingo.
It's bingo, rock, Ringo revival.
Whatever. It's a little different bringing that to a town where there's football and
sure.
music.
All and kinds of stuff. Plenty of stuff to do. Plenty of stuff.
So this guy may be like, what? I'm supposed to own the town.
Yeah.
What is going on like... here?
Well, we'll find out. Saturday night. I'll be there for sure. So
all right.
I was like, get me a table. Woo! You can go to peterglenn.com/skitoberfest. The whole schedule is there. Everything on it is free. All kinds of Q&As and workouts and then the bingo thing as well. All right, we're going to take a quick break for a song. I'll post those rug pictures up. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, people are asking.
Munch these carpets, everybody. KLLC, KLLC,
I am hungry.
Well, I've got some carpet for you. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.